Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Saradian. Tonight on this 50th episode of Gotham Talk, congratulations. I know Matt is on the phone, so congratulations, Matt. 50 episodes so far on Gotham Talk. This is season 3, episode 4, Anything For You. That's the episode it's titled that aired this week on October the 7th, 2016, Anything For You, Episode 5 of Gotham. So let's get some people on the phones here from area code 239. Thank you for calling in.
It's Matt from Florida. What's up? Wow, this was a great episode. Was not much. Was this last week's episode or this week's episode?
It's this week's. So let me just read you the synopsis. Cobblepot term as mayor starts off well, but a new Red Hood gang appears and openly challenges the authority.
Discovers
that Butch is behind the new gang as part of a scheme to make himself Cobblepot's right-hand man again. At a celebration party in the mayor's honor, Nygma manipulates Butch into exposing himself as the mastermind behind the Red Hoods, thus reinforcing his own position as Cobblepot's most trusted an ally. Meanwhile, Barnes asks Tompkins about the tests of Alice Tett's blood without revealing that he was exposed to it. At Gordon's suggestions, Bruce tells Selina how he feels about her, but she's dismissive, tells him he only feels that way because he's never dated anyone. Bruce tells her he knows how he feels, and she feels the same way, and she kisses him. Elsewhere, Jervis Tech forces a kidnapped woman to dress as Alice and then kills her, using her blood and a dip pin. He writes Gordon's name on a place card at a table set for a tea party. All right, do you think that's the last we'll see of the Mad Hatter? Especially when next week's title is called Follow the White Rabbit. I don't think we're done with the Mad Hatter.
No, I think Mad Hatter's going to stay in there for a while. But, this week's episode was good. Very good, especially when Lee slaps Nygma in the face and the Red Hood gang with Butch, and he kills all those men. And some good Gordon scenes and Poison Ivy. I almost forgot. We got Poison Ivy in this week's episode when they were at a party. I thought it was a solid, great episode, and I can't wait for next week for more Mad Hatter. And I'm trying to think. The whole thing with Penguin running for mayor, I don't think it's worth it either.
Really? I like it, because, you know, it's kind
of... Oh, I do.
You know,
oh, and then it showed his mom.
And Batman Returns, and then also some of the comic books.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I think it's cool that he's going for mayor. Plus, again, he did a thing with his mom again. I mean, oh, my God. Are we just done with Penguin's mom? She creeped the heck out of me. I mean, Me neither. I mean, they had to make a statue of her, but I prefer Black Canary's statue on Arrow over the Penguin's mom. But I thought it was a great episode. I did like the Bruce and Cat scenes. I did like, trying to think here. I forgot some other parts, but I thought it was a great episode. Can't wait for more.
It's interesting how they're going along with this Alice in Wonderland theme. The next episode, like I said, is titled Follow the White Rabbit. After that, it's titled The Red Queen. And then after that, it's titled Blood Rush.
Oh, wow.
So it looks like it
would
be a while.
I can't wait for those.
The guy
who plays Mad Hatter is pretty darn good. And the thing with the captain, what's going on with him?
Oh, yeah. We don't know what the effects of the blood that dripped in his eye is going to make him do. I mean, do you think he might have the same powers as she did?
Most likely so, and that I hope at some point this season Jim becomes Commissioner Gordon, or do you think that that's a bit too soon? Or do we wait for Jim to become Commissioner Gordon?
And what kind of powers do you think the captain will have? Do you think it might be the same Bane? Or do you think,
what was her
power? Remind everybody on the phone, Matt, what was her power, Alice's power?
She can easily kill people, like one touch of her, and it turns
people
to
death. It was almost like
from
the X-Men. What's her name?
The one with
the white stripe on the...
I don't
know. Come on, you're a Marvel fan.
Silver Surfer,
she was in the first
X-Men
movie.
Colossus. That's who it is.
Who?
Colossus?
No. It was a girl. Like every time you touched her, she would poison you.
Oh, Rogue. It was Rogue.
Rogue.
Every time you touched her, she stole his powers and all that. But I thought it was a cool episode. I can't wait to see more Gotham. I did like the Lee scenes. I like Enigma about to take down Butch. And you know he's going to become the Riddler soon. You know it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And also, everybody seems to be watching Gotham. It looks like it dipped a little, but not too much, from last week's episode, A New Day Rising. So it looks like Gotham is on a steady 3.32, which is pretty high. Remember, Arrow was at a 1.9? It was at a 1.9. And Gotham is at a 3.32. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good episode this week, especially with all the Red Hoods and Butch shooting them all and then pretending to be it. But I think Penguin and Butch are going to continue having wars between them. And then I hope back.
I know. It's crazy because Jarvis, how do you think they can't kill him, right? Because Batman has to fight him. So how do you think they're going to make him go away? Just put him back in Arkham?
Most likely so. Who, Butch or Penguin?
Wait, what?
Who, Butch or Penguin? Or Enigma?
What's his name? Jarvis.
Him, yeah. He'll probably have to go back into the Arkham.
That's what I thought.
You're right.
Because
Batman
none of the villains will die, because that wouldn't make sense. Then Batman wouldn't be exposed to them.
And then I'm anxious to see how they bring back Jerome, that Joker kind of we got earlier in season two.
Will it be that big of a surprise? Because we've already seen Indian Hill, bring people back to life like Fish Mooney. Do you think it'll be that big of a shocker if
Jerome
comes back
at some point? And I'm glad they died down the whole thing with Fish Mooney, because it got so old, like seeing Hugo Strange back, and then she told Penguin to back off, and I'm just glad they're done with Fish Mooney on the show.
A lot of Lee episodes, scenes in this week's episode. It looks like she's
moving on, right? She's definitely gonna.
Yeah, it sounds like,
go
and then she's
the
got a
wedding.
Job at. Yep, and then she's gonna be the daughter-in-law to Falcone. I mean, that's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, that's gonna be. You know, she has to pick sides, and I'm sure they're gonna put her to the test where she has to make a decision: either be with the family and do something bad, or be with Gordon, who is on the good side.
Yeah,
so I'm sure they're gonna put her to a test. And it might
most likely.
It might end her life. Do you think that's one way of killing off Lee?
Most likely so, because they didn't kill an important person in last season. And I do like Lee. I hope she stays on the show, because when she came back to Gotham, I was going, oh, God, they're going to get back together again. And I'm trying to think what else, because I'm kind of tired tonight. But I thought seeing more Lee was cool, and or he may end up going back with Barbara, because we know how cray-cray Barbara is.
Oh, yeah. She is so unstable. Very unstable.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, we're going to end this little talk of Gotham. I want to thank you again for calling in on this 50th episode. Holy moly,
wow.
Matt. We've done 50 Gotham
podcasts.
Episodes, so that's pretty awesome. So if you're a new listener to the podcast, welcome, and thank you for listening to our older podcast. You should check them out. They're pretty awesome. Okay, Matt, do you have any last words before we wrap up here?
Yep. Great podcast, great show, Gotham, and I can't wait for next week's episode. It's going to be great. Oh, and are we going to do more podcasts tomorrow night?
Probably on Monday, yeah. Not tomorrow,
okay.
But Monday. Probably Monday we'll do some more just to catch up.
Yeah, true. All right, then. You have a great
weekend. All right,
rest
cool. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for calling in, and have a good night.
Yep. Bye.